The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A new report from the think tank for Action on Social Change, TASC, and the Chartered Institute of Building says the construction industry could be unable to meet the suppressed demand for housing and infrastructure even when it fully reopens. The author of the report is Dr. Robert Sweeney. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are we not going to be able to meet that demand? Because let's face it, it's rather sizable.
It is rather sizable. If you look at housing output in the last few years, it has been around historical average levels. So in 2019, we had around 21,000 units built, and then that fell only a little bit in 2020. Now, it's expected that this is going to fall again, of course, in 2020. And the fall might be larger, probably will be larger than what happened in 2020. Now, even though we're at kind of historical levels of output, you know, not at the bubble years, which is a good thing, but compared to, say, the 1990s and so on, we're around historical levels. There was very large underinvestment in the post-crisis years. So when the economy crashed around 2012, 2013, was the depth of the crash, you had very little building going on. And so there is a backlog of demand for housing. So we actually need to go beyond what our historical levels of building is in order to meet the demand. And if we just look at our current trajectory, we're nowhere near there.
Mm. How concerned are you about the labour market? Speaking to people involved in the construction sector, there is a genuine concern that the long closure in construction here has forced many workers to leave and to go to other markets where construction wasn't impacted in the same way.
Yeah, I mean, if you look again, just to refer to the previous downturn, what we had in that period was a very large exodus of the workforce in general and of the construction workforce in particular from Irish construction. So this would have included Irish-born workers who could no longer find a job, and maybe they went to Australia or Canada or wherever. And then you also had, an exodus of, say, foreign-born workers who had come here from Eastern Europe. So, for instance, if you look at where we were in, say, 2007, almost 20% of the construction workforce were born outside of Ireland, and this fell to around about 13% in 2011. Now, the difference between now and then is that there obviously were much more options available to construction workers to actually leave, to go to Canada, to go to Australia. I would be surprised if we had that same exodus this time around, because simply there aren't those options now to emigrate.
Yeah, well, but there are certainly a global crisis results in global
crisis. Exactly.
It's harder
to
move. But at the same time, what you've suggested and what you're saying is that we are still stuck in a boom and bust cycle, which is completely counterproductive, and inevitably we're going to see another bust. It's a matter of when rather than if.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have a property bubble like what we had in the 2000s, but we haven't addressed the high levels of volatility in the construction market. So as everybody knows, we had a big increase in house prices in the 2000s. And then when the crash came, we had a big fall in house prices. And now we have a big run-up in house prices, especially up until around 2018, 2019. So we haven't addressed the volatility in our housing market. It's a little bit different to what we had in the 2000s when we had way too much building. At the moment, there isn't enough building, but there are things that we could be doing in order to address that. So one thing we could do is public investment. So as is kind of well known at this stage, when the last crisis came, there was a big fallback in investment in public housing. Now, ideally, when you have a downturn, the state would step in rather than step back. So I think that's one thing that the state could be doing now and in the future, is that to invest counter-cyclically rather than pro-cyclically. And pro-cyclicality is an important component of why we have some of the problems that we do.
Well, buying in at the top end of the market is a particular skill of the successive Irish governments. Dr. Robert Sweeney of TASC, thank you very much for joining us this morning.